God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, the less you know, the more you think you know. This is what Dunning-Kruger says. The more you know, the more you realize that you do not know, and the less you know, the less you think there is a know, the more you might be inclined to feel like you know it all. Now, knowledge is actually a person, and Proverbs 9:10 repeats the theme of the book of Proverbs. It's stated first of all in Proverbs 1:7, and here again in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, where the Bible says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." So God is the source, and wisdom is embodied in this person, this God, the Lord. And it goes on to say, "The knowledge of the holy is understanding." In short, wisdom is an attitude. It's not a body of knowledge, and it's not merely, though obviously you include this, it's not merely knowing how to put the wheels to the engine. That is, knowing how to use what knowledge you have. There's a spiritual component to it, and there's an attitudinal component to it. Wisdom is an attitude. The fear of the Lord is the beginning. It's the opening. It's the starting point of wisdom. You know, it's hard to know what you don't want to know. Have you ever tried to tell someone something they didn't want to know? Even if it was true, it really is hard for them to accept that. A fool cannot find wisdom for the same reason a thief cannot find a police officer. It's hard to know what you don't want to know. But truth is plain, and it is right to those who want it. In Proverbs chapter 8, wisdom is personified. She's speaking, as she is in chapter 9 as well. And she says, "I give you truth, and I give you righteousness." And verse 9, "They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to him, or rather to them that find knowledge." So truth and righteousness are plain, they're direct, they're understandable, and they're right to them that find knowledge. It's amazing how many times in the world at large, light is dark and dark is light, black is white and white is black, right is wrong and wrong is right. And there are people who emphatically tell you that you are morally wrong for objecting to moral wrong, to objecting to moral perversion. People who do not believe in any absolutes think that you are absolutely wrong for objecting to things that are apart from God's truth. So truth is plain. It's understandable. It's right to those who want it. But to those who don't, it eludes them. In short, you know God and God knows everything. The Bible says in verse 10, "The knowledge of the holy is understanding." Do I understand everything? No. Do I know God? Well, I do, by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I can. I can grow in that if I wish to. And that means I don't have to know everything that's going to happen in the next 10 days or 20 days or 10 years. I know the Lord, and God knows everything from start to finish. So when I trust Him, when I live in obedience to Him with the little sight I have, I know this to be right, so I'm going to do it. I can know that God knows how that will pan out. God knows where that will lead. So today, wisdom is not something you lack because you're not a genius. It's not something that you have because you are a genius. Wisdom is an attitude, and when you begin with that attitude toward God, God gives you the understanding that only He alone can provide.